people don't want to take that responsibility, but really is it's your home and you need to look after it. You know, the actual pipe itself that might burst in your house on a freeze costs very, very little to fix, but it's the damage that it causes when it's actually split. So there's one really simple thing I think everybody needs to look at is, and they need to know where their stop tap is. I've been to properties in the past that people have lived in for years and they still don't know where their stop tap is. When you do find it, make sure it's working, because if you can get the water isolated, you're not going to have it pouring out of pipes and causing lots of damage to your house itself.
And what are the concerns that people should be aware of?
Well, obviously it's pipes bursting. So, but there's things that you should look into, just like the really simple things about going and purchasing some lagging for those pipes. Anything that's on outside walls, get the pipes lagged. Make sure if you have got a loft space that you've got good loft insulation in there. We recommend that you should have about 300 mil of loft insulation. And when you have it in there, don't be squashing it with boxes and stuff like that, because it doesn't really work then. One really good strong point that Thames Water keeps bringing up is that keep the name of a plumber handy in your house, just in case this actually happens.
And, I mean, is there any other advice that you give? How can we best prepare for the winter?
Well, bleed your radiators so that they're working to maximum heat. If you're actually going away for a few days, leave your central heating on. You can turn it down to low, turn it down to 16 degrees or whatever, just to make sure that the house does not get a freezing point. If you live in a house and you've got gutters and stuff that you've got access to, because obviously winter's coming straight after autumn, and those gutters are full of leaves and stuff, and they're going to block the downpipes, which can also fill up with water. So that can freeze and split all your guttering and split the bottom tiles on your roof. So it's not just the pipes inside your house. You know, you can have damage created to the outside of it as well.
Why is it so important that we do take such care? And obviously responsibility is our own, ultimately.
I think it's really important that we look after where we live and what we live in, you know, because we don't want to be sitting there with your ceiling coming down around your kids. And we're very quick to go out if it's cold weather to buy ourselves a set of gloves and a hat and a coat. We should do the same when it comes to staying in our property. You know, it is our home. One thing I would say to people in your area is look out for your neighbours as well, because they might be as able-bodied as yourself, and just go and have a word with them. Because if there's somebody elderly up the street from you, and we don't want them sitting at home freezing cold and not knowing what's going on, just, you know, knock on your neighbour's door and ask around.